you're sitting in your living room and you're expecting someone to come in that's a man, and you don't speak his name, use a pronoun, and you'd say, when he knocked on the door, you'd say to somebody, said, "Oh, it's only..."
Him coming to get the grapes or whatever he's coming to.
If it were a woman now, you'd say, "Oh, it's only..."
"Oh, it's only..." "Well, it's coming after the grapes or whatever."
Now, if it were two people, you'd say...
"Oh, say only they are coming."
Okay.
"To get the grapes."
Mm-hmm. Comparing how tall two people are, you might say, "He is not as tall as..."
"As she is."
Okay. And if you were comparing him to yourself, you might say...
"Well, he's not as tall as I am."
That's one of the rougher sections. You've already done that one. Comparing how well you can do something, you might say, "He can do it better." Now you're comparing to yourself. You can say,
"Oh, he can do it better than I can."
Okay. If a man has been running 2 miles and then he had to stop, you might say 2 miles is the blank he could go.
It's the furthest he could go.
Great. If something belongs to you, you might say, "It's what?"
"It's mine."
If it belongs to both of us, you might say,
"It's ours."
If it belongs to some other people, you might say, "It's..."
"It's just, it belongs to them."
And then if it belongs to another man, you might say, "It's blank."
"It's his."
If it belongs to a woman, you might
"It's
say..."
"Hers."
If it belongs to two people, you
"It's
might..."
"It's theirs."
Okay. When people come to visit you and they're about to leave, you say to them, "Blank, come back again."
"You all come back." "You all." That fascinated those people out on the coast.
Is it? Did,
sure
how,
did.
How do you actually pronounce it? I know how I pronounce it.
I say "you all."
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I know we
"You
say,
all come back."
Oh, okay. Yeah, that fascinates people everywhere. Frankly, I think it's kind of a useful device. Because "you" is a plural, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what they say in New York area. You know what they say, don't you? "Use guys."
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
"Use guys" come back to you.
That great song, Southerners' Ears,
uh-huh.
too.
Yeah.
If two people, you know, you see two people get out of a car and leave it parked in a road somewhere, and you're talking to somebody else.
"Say those guys."
And you, well, okay, say you saw, you thought somebody was going to run into their car. You might say a sentence like, "Someone's going to run into blank car."
"Into their car. Their car."
Okay. And if two people came to you and you were talking to two people about the same car, you might say, "Somebody's going to run into blank car."
"Y'all's car."
Okay. When asking about people at a party who had been at a party, you might say, "Blank had been there."
Pronoun?
Yeah.
"They had been here."
Well, when you're asking a question...
"Yes, he had been here, they had been here."
Okay. If you saw a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you know, say, up there at the church, and mm-hmm. just a few of them out there, and you ask about them, you might say, "Blank children are they?"
"Whose children are they?"
Okay. And let me go back. That's the kind of thing I want for the previous question.